Messing up and getting out is tonight's theme across several Gulf Coast states.
Will could continue its dangerous track. The likely answer is yes, and emotions are racing across the Gulf Coast tonight. You're watching continuing coverage. Come in, everyone. I'm Mike Bettis.
And I'm Sharon Rezalton. Thanks for tuning in as we keep you informed with the latest developments on a strengthening hurricane. And we're going to...
The entire house had been fucking groaning all night, but that creak was different. It was the sound of a storm door opening. He stilled, put the phone down and reached for his K-bar simultaneously. Something, someone, scrapped at the back door. And since Della's yard was completely enclosed by a 9-foot wrought iron fence with spikes on top, that was no mean feat. What the hell kind of crazy-ass freak tries to break in during a hurricane? He blinked and looked around, trying to reassure himself that this wasn't a flashback. But everything looked normal, and flashbacks typically didn't use the door. He turned his focus back to the door and watched the top lock turn slowly. Someone was using a key, or a lockpick. He turned his gaze back around and saw nothing but the kitchen and the living room beyond that. Definitely not a flashback. He moved decisively to the door and jerked it open, slammed hard against whoever was attempting to push in. His adrenaline surged when the person grabbed him by the forearms. Prophet pushed back at the man's shoulders as they both started to fall thanks to the slippery steps. He landed on top of the guy on the grass. The rain pelted him with fine needles on bare skin of his arms as they rolled together, grunting and fighting. He got in a good few punches before a strong arm wound round his neck, and he grabbed it as the guy, because this was definitely a guy, attempted to flip him on his stomach. Instead, Prophet bore down with his weight and then elbowed the intruder in the stomach. Momentarily freed, he turned and pinned the man underneath him, efficiently and effectively immobilising the guy. His heart lurched as a familiar voice drawled his name in a growling Cajun accent that was the last thing he expected to hear. Tommy. Prophet couldn't see much, but he knew that drawl. Recognised the feel of the man's hands as they touched Prophet's cheeks, traced them with fingertips. Tommy was reading him like Braille. As the rain washed over them, the smell of the grass and the earth and a floral spice filled the air. His skin tingled from the electric currents carried on the storm, and his entire body was in a heightened state of awareness that was almost painful. He wanted to ask what the hell Tommy was doing here, why he'd risked everything, including his job at EE, to come here. Wanted to ask if he'd somehow known he'd be here, but he didn't. And he also didn't know how he'd even heard the man over the dull roar of the wind, but he did. Heard Tommy whisper, yes, against his cheek, in answer to his unasked questions. And fuck, that could mean so many damn things. Too many to give a shit about. And in the wet, hot darkness, Prophet's mouth found Tommy's instead. They both groaned into that first kiss, 4 months and more of longing, released in a frantic rush that started out fast and rolled into something more. Faster than the gathering storm and threatening to do far more damage. And Prophet didn't give a damn, wasn't able to stop himself from rutting against Tom, the friction of the fabric between them and Tommy's hardness sending shockwaves through his system. And he was finally alive again, holding on to his lifeline in the flesh, knowing that it had almost been too late if he hadn't read those emails. Another day, another hour, he would have been buried so far underground, he would never have seen daylight again.